Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. The potential closure of neighborhood elementary schools in East Lansing, the topic of a community meeting last week, with the process for deciding on the action to ultimately take likely to be a lengthy one. To talk about what's ahead for the East Lansing School District, I'm joined by Superintendent David Chapin. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for asking us to participate, and thanks for your interest in our issues.
Absolutely. Now, David, parents are probably a bit upset about the prospect of elementary schools being shut down. What are the options that are being considered, and how many schools could ultimately be closed?
Well, the conversation is a little more complicated than closing schools, and I think that's one thing that maybe we need to communicate a little bit better than we have to this point. Really, there are three issues on the table, and, you know, we're trying to make the best of these conditions that we're working in, and we're trying to talk about a lot of different things, but we do have some aging elementary schools. We have a beautiful high school, a beautiful middle school, and there's been some concern for a little while here that we really need to upgrade the infrastructure of our elementary school buildings. So that's topic number one. Topic number two is we do have six elementary schools, and there are those that believe, myself included, that we really don't have a student body to support six conventional K-5 or K-6 elementary schools. And issue number three on the table is we have a current configuration of four K-4 schools, two 5-6 schools, a 7-8 middle school, and, of course, a 9-12 high school. And there's, you know, been discussion about the students' journey through our school district, the number of transitions that are in place, and the two school stops, 5-6, 7-8, before we get to our high school. Teachers are doing a great job. Principals are doing a fine job. But it's just difficult for some of our students to move through the school district that way.
So reconfiguring the district, will that likely mean a closure of maybe one or two schools?
It could. You know, that's where the conversation is. There are a number of different inputs, and, well, we've had great community input, and in many ways, while it is a little dicey at moments, I think we're seeing the best of East Lansing. We're seeing passionate people. They like their school district. They like their schools. They're participating. Intelligent, insightful, thoughtful input, and these are conversations that take place right now. And
I wonder now, how much of a drop off have we seen in student enrollment, and what's the current student body total?
Well, we had a 10-year projection that we showed at our meeting last week, and you know, like most districts in the area, our enrollment is down. In 2001-2, our total enrollment was 3,700 students. In 10-11, our enrollment was down to 3,400. The census data would show that, that's 300 students in 10 years. The census data, although we haven't received it in detail, but in general, we understand that we're going to have less students in Ingham County and in the mid-Michigan area 10 years from now than more students. So,
enrollment
is part of the problem, part of the issue.
Absolutely, and certainly a significant drop, almost, 10% or close to it. Now, I do want to ask you, I'm talking to David Chapin, who's the superintendent of the East Lansing School District. We got these recent reports, the Adequate Yearly Progress Report Cards, which saw East Lansing High School receiving a grade of an A, while all three of Lansing's high schools got a D. Are there any persistent problems that you think could turn around the type of situation that Lansing high schools are currently in?
Well, it's hard for me to comment on the Lansing schools. I don't work with the Lansing schools, their teachers and their principals and their community, so it's hard for me to pass judgment. I do know that the letter grades, accountability, these are issues that are near and dear to all of us. And a lot of respect for T.C. Wallace, my colleague in Lansing, and know that he and his staff are working hard to create successful opportunities for the students in Lansing. And beyond that, Michael, it's hard for me to comment much further. Certainly very proud of our work in East Lansing and complimentary of our faculty and principals.
Dr. Wallace on this program said that many times the annual tests given to students really don't reflect the true progress being made in a school district. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think that the Michigan Department of Ed uses the MEEP scores and the Michigan Merit Exam to draw their conclusions. In our schools, we're using a much wider variety of assessment measures to determine how our students are progressing. So the one standardized achievement, i.e. the MEEP or the Michigan Merit Exam, certainly doesn't capture all of the growth that exists within classrooms and within our student body.
Do you think there's anything fundamentally unfair about the way the adequate yearly progress report cards are put together and evaluated?
You know, that's an interesting question. If you're going to be in the public schools, you're going to have to be accountable for achievement, and you're going to have to be accountable for financial practices. That's just the way it is, and I think the development of an accountability system is throughout my career has been a work in progress. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably true at present as much as it was in the past.
Unfortunately, we only have about a minute left, but I do want to ask you this question because this fall we're probably going to see some aggressive legislation that's going to be focused on teachers and their evaluation. Do you generally agree with the concept of judging teachers based on the success of students?
Well, I think there's should be a strong correlate between how I'm evaluated as a superintendent and how our principals are evaluated and how our teachers are evaluated based on student growth measures. I think there's a strong correlation. I think there's a number of other factors that weigh into how we evaluate and pass judgment on our work in our classrooms. But student achievement, student growth, that's why we come to work every day.
I see. And what about situations where the student population may not be as motivated?
Well, I think if you establish fair parameters where you're accounting for improvement more than current level, I think that's a critical factor. Is our student body moving forward? Maybe everybody has a different starting line. The mm-hmm. benchmark may be different, but improvement is certainly a key element in how we try to pass judgment.
East Lansing Schools Superintendent David Chapin, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Michael.